Common Confidential. Sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, right up our alley. But still, the six washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later.
So, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene. The Summer's Eve products, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve
Right.
or spring blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, that's just straight up. That's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo, that was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
Was like,
'Cause
uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
Works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to take away that natural,
Flavor.
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo Hoo and use our discount code Stephanie Class X and get yourself.
So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like you kind of saw it in movies, you're like, oh, it's a penis pump, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7, and I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player, and it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. Do 3 minutes of pumping, and then we do 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before. So I know she can feel a difference. Y'all, it's fun. It feels pretty good. And I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. Bathmatedirect.com/StephanieClassX.
So,
All right. So we're going to dive into some of our favorite stories
yep.
that we've had. Some of them are good. Some of them are bad. Some of them are funny. I mean, really, there's such a mix in between.
Oh, yeah.
Let's start. I don't know why I'm going to start here because it doesn't. We're not even at that part yet, or maybe we are. I don't
Okay.
know.
Well, I mean, we can always,
Yeah.
you know.
Let's start with one of the worst experiences we had,
Okay.
which was the couple that we met up with
At our local
at our local bar.
bar.
Yes.
Yes.
So this one was a couple. We met them on.
Oh, I don't even remember.
Want to say it was Adult Friend Finder, actually. It
I really don't
was.
remember. Okay.
And we started talking to them, and they seemed really cool.
They were
They
local-ish.
were local. He was military. She was beautiful. That was obviously
Yes.
what caught our attention. She was like really tall. brown hair, brunette, yeah. like just, she was gorgeous.
Right.
And he.
He was all right.
He was fine. But he was very outgoing, I guess. So we decide, hey, let's meet up. And we decide to meet halfway between where we are, which happens to be a town that was pretty well known by us. Because when I played music, I played there a lot. So we ended up at a bar that was somewhat familiar, which I never recommend doing.
We usually don't do that. We usually go somewhere that nobody knows us.
It was understood ahead of time that people were going to know us there and that they were going to keep it chill.
They weren't. Yeah, they were going to keep it like we were just all friends. We'd already known each other. We were just coming to hang out.
So we get there and there's a bunch of people that we know kind of sitting around already.
Whatever.
And then we sit down and start talking to our people. And we're realizing the guy's kind of a little more like loud than we expected him to be. And it turns out he'd already been drinking.
Right.
So he's like getting pretty hammered.
It wasn't like we met up at like 10 o'clock at night. It was probably like dinner time. So it was probably like 6 o'clock.
Yeah. So she's not drinking, but she's talking. She's having a good time. And he's like getting real, like really into talking to me, putting his arm around me.
Real buddy buddy.
And then he like goes over to a table to bum a cigarette from a random dude who I happen to know pretty well. And he goes, yeah, you see that couple over there? We're going to take them home and bang them.
And pointed to our table.
And pointed at us. So at this point, I'm like, what the fuck? You know, like.
This is not good.
This is not good.
Because not everybody knows us there. Like, that makes it sound bad. But like, it was.
We were well enough known that it was going to spread around. And like, you just don't do that to somebody. Like, that's in the lifestyle. You don't talk about it like that. So we went and basically said, okay, I think it's time for us to end this. And we basically intended to never see them again.
Communicate.
And they were like, oh, come on, let's go back to your house. And we were like, no.
No, it wasn't we were. It was he was.
Yeah. And we were like, no. You're too drunk. And he goes, no, I'll be fine. And I was like, nope, see you later.
We have a babysitter at home.
Yeah, we paid for the night out. And we were just like, you just kind of fucked it. So we were done. We get a message the next day from his wife. And she's like, I'm so sorry. He's usually not like this. I really liked you guys. Is there a chance we could try again?
And I was like, and we stewed on it for a little bit. We were like, I totally get it. Like, I understand the like
nerves, you know, sometimes you overdrink to settle your nerves.
I get that. And so we debated it a little bit. And then I think
she was just so nice.
Right.
And she was really hot. I'm not sure if I've mentioned that.
She was gorgeous. Yeah.
So we were like, okay, fine. Not only will we see you again, we'll just go ahead and invite you straight back to the house. It was dumb. So as we do that, they show up. He has a big Ford, like F-850. I don't know. It was huge.
Ridiculous.
It was diesel, and it was just as it pulls up to our house.
As you know, and we lived in a very
compact,
yes,
neighborhood. So it blocks our driveway. You know, he gets out, his music's blaring, he's drunk as fuck already.
Yep, we're like, oh boy. At that moment, now, like knowing now, we should have just been like, yeah, you guys got to go.
Yeah, but we were uncomfortable at that time. And again, his wife was really attractive. I'm not sure if I've mentioned that. And so they come up. We start drinking. As soon as we start drinking, he's basically like, how about we get downstairs? How about we fuck?
Let's fuck, guys. And we're like, well, hold on. Like, we're still like, because like we really didn't get a chance to like fully like. I mean, yeah, we'd like been messaging or whatever, but we didn't fully get a chance to like
figure out boundaries,
talk, and you know, just like get to know each other. And so, we were just trying to like, what the fuck is she doing?
We're trying to get a grasp of everything, but we'd talked ahead of time. We were basically like, look, if they're gonna fuck, we'll fuck. Like,
right.
We're it was boring at that time in our life. And we were just like, let's just.
It's fine.
It's fine. We'll go for it. So against our best decisions.
She was pretty.
Against our best judgment, we decided to take them to our little play area. And I remember immediately looking over and like his wife is like kind of trying to like touch up on me a little bit, you know, and he's already like straight up got your pants off.
Right.
And I was like, oh, damn. And I love watching you regardless.
Right. But it was like.
But it was one of those things where at first I could tell you were excited about it and you were like, okay, he's going fast, but like.
Okay.
I'm here for it. You know, like this is cool. And you were digging it. And then. He started getting really rough. And his wife at that point started, you know, getting on top of me and making out. And I could tell you were getting uncomfortable because you kind of started like crawling back a little bit. And you'd be like, slow down. And he just wouldn't stop.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, hey, she's giving you hints to slow down.
Right.
Slow down. Meanwhile.
Like I was like, you know, tapping the head like, hey, hang on. Like, hold
well,
up.
I can tell his wife's just having a fucking blast. And he can tell his wife is having a blast too.
So which I think is making him even... Like, more...
So he goes...
not aggressive, but, like, you know, like, rough.
Yeah, he goes, you think you can make my wife come? I was like, I don't know, man. That's up to your wife. He goes, I will pay you $500 right now
if you can make her
come.
She's never been able to come.
Before.
Yeah, she's never had an orgasm. So, you know, you would be the first man ever.
I'll give you $500 right now. And I was like, oh, no. That's too much pressure to put on somebody. That's not fun. I was like, we're just having fun here, right? And then I think... I broke him out of the situation. Like, we had to break off for a second. So he and I went out to go have a cigarette out front. That was back when I smoked. Don't smoke anymore. Don't even start. As we go out front to have a cigarette, I realize his dick is out. Like, just hanging out of his pants. And we're out front in the public. You know, like, this isn't...
Like
it's later. It's later in the evening, but it's...
Still, people have Ring cameras.
Yeah. So I'm like, hey, you can put your dick away? And he's like,
no, it's okay.
It's fine, whatever. And so we go back in, again, against my better judgment. As we go in, Stephanie and his wife are making out naked. And I'm like, yeah, I'm here for that. You know, what a amazing sight. So I grab his wife, he grabs Steph. And he starts to try to fuck you without a condom.
Yeah, and we were—I was like, "Oh, well." I even said something like, "Usually you're the one."
I'm not gonna.
He doesn't even go
close to it without a fucking condom. So he was already like skirting boundaries, and like I've never really had to tell somebody no multiple times, but this one was multiple times. So his wife decides that she wants to fuck me, and who am I to say no? So. I put a condom on and she's riding me. And as she's riding me, I hear him say, hey, you know, I'm going to finger you. I'm going to make you come. And I turn around and I look back and you are literally like crawling backwards as he is like viciously trying to finger you. And I can tell that you're like almost pushing him away and he's just not getting the hint. He just figures, no, this can't hurt. She doesn't know that this is what she needs. I can tell that was what his thought process was. If I just keep pushing, if I just keep going harder and harder, eventually this will feel good. So I essentially took his wife off.
Like I was basically like at that point we like had, you know, a bed laying down and I was like half my back was like up against the wall. Like, you know, like, so I'm pretty sure we'd started either at like the edge of the opposite side of the bed. Or, you know, halfway. Yeah,
mind you, it's not like I like looked over suddenly and Stephanie was in a position like this. I was monitoring the whole time. But Stephanie has I know her body language enough to say like, okay, she'll back up initially sometimes and then ease into something, you know?
Right.
So I didn't want to immediately be like, hey, no. Because she can speak for herself as well.
Right.
Although at this time, the anxiety that she had made it a little more difficult to maybe... voice that. I saw what was happening. I took his wife off of me. I'm fairly certain I did not come.
No, I don't think so.
And was like, you need to stop now.
You're like, he goes, hey, no. Hey, you need to stop.
Yeah. And
he was like, no, she's like, she, I was like, no, she's not, get up.
And then he looked up at me, he goes, you're liking this, right? I was like, no, this does not feel good. He goes, yeah, no, it feels good. And I was like, it doesn't.
It was almost like he was like, he was so convinced that it felt good that he assumed we were all lying. So his wife
was, like, he like had been under the impression that whatever it is that he was doing has always been a pleasure to a woman. And it was far from that. It was like,
his wife was mortified. I felt bad for her. You went to the bathroom and I basically told the dude, you need to, you know, get dressed and go. And he goes, but I didn't finish. And I was like, well, it doesn't look like you're going to finish.
You're like, that sucks, bud, but no. And he was like, no, come on, we were all having fun. It was just fun. I was like, and then I remember hearing you from the bathroom being like, I don't think Steph was having fun. And he was like, no, everybody was. And then, you know, he was like trying to like talk his way back into it. And then I don't even know if I like truly had to go to the bathroom, but I was like, I just need to remove myself from this wall. You know, Jason takes care of
taking out the trash.
Right. Taking him out. So then I could hear him like trying to like fumble his way back in. And I know that Jason wasn't going to let it happen, but like I came back out. I was like, he was like, you had fun, right? I was like, no, not really. I was like, it was a little aggressive. I was like, I tried getting you to stop. It didn't work, whatever. And you basically were like, hey, man, you got to go. Like, we apologized to her. We're like, hey, sorry. Like, it's just not going to work. It's time. And she was like, yeah, no, okay. Like, let's get our stuff. So they went back upstairs to get their stuff.
He couldn't find his phone.
Yeah. No, he didn't remember that until after he was outside.
That's right. So he's making a big fuss outside. He's being loud. Making
because
a scene.
We finally got them outside of our house. And then he couldn't find his phone. He was like, I got to go back in. So he just barges back in the house, hollering, looking. He's making a fuss outside, trying to find his phone, can't find his phone. And we were like, dude, it's like late. Like, you're yelling. Like, you got to like, can we like keep it down a little bit? And I don't think his wife had brought her phone. Because we were like, I think that would have been the smart way to do it was to be like, well, just have her call your phone. And we certainly weren't about to give him our, like, real phone numbers. So we're like, all right, man, I don't know. Let's look for your phone. Like, I don't even remember where it ended up being. But it was, like, stuck between a couch cushion. And I'm like, I don't even know how it got there. Like, I feel like it was one of those things where he, like, planted it there. Like, just to prevent himself from leaving.
I could see that.
I wouldn't put it past him, honestly.
But essentially that was like, we were done with them after that. And that was easily like, I remember talking to Steph afterwards and being like, I'm sorry that you're in that position. Is that something that would like turn you off? And she goes, no, cause like, I've never been in that position before.
And it was like, it's not that I didn't know how to handle myself, but like, you know,
you weren't expecting it.
Right. All the, you know, all the guys that I had been with previously or whatever, like, I don't know, like, it was just easier to tell them, like, no, or stop, or, like, it just, again, in the lifestyle, it's one of those things where, like, if you say no, it usually means no, you shouldn't have to repeat yourself, or, like, feel uncomfortable, and the fact that he, like, was not taking no for an answer, just, like, I don't know, it was very uncomfortable, and there was, like, a moment where I was, like, I don't know about this, but then I'm, like, that was one situation, and I realized, like, maybe one is too many, but, like, it wasn't like I was doing it by myself. Like, Jason was there. As soon as he saw what was going on, he shut it down. And so I didn't feel like unsafe or anything, but like I felt a little like, you know, upset that
we had to ruin our night by getting firm with somebody.
Right. Like it's
when we had already set our boundaries ahead of time.
Right.
It was already clear. And there should never be an instance where a woman has to tell you multiple times to stop.
Especially after we'd already given him the second chance. Like, had it been a first time, like, thing, be like, oh, like, you know, hey, remember our rules or whatever. But it was like, we had been down that road as far as, like, I'm pretty sure we told them on the first time that we met up. And we told them again when they first got here, like, hey, remember, like, these are the rules or whatever. And everybody was cool with it. And then all of a sudden he just, like I said, just took it too far. And so then they basically messaged us.
Well, they tried to get us before they left it. Like, hey, we're going to go to this club next weekend.
That's right. Yep.
Maybe we can try again. And we're like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. We're going to do that. Knowing full well that there's no way in hell we're gonna go there. We did want to go. We were trying to go to that club.
But we said we didn't think we would have a babysitter. We're like, oh, because they had, you know, the babysitter was watching them when we met up with you guys and tonight and whatever. So it was like, not sure we're gonna be able to swing another one so soon. And but we're like, but we really do want to go. Like, we truly did want to go to this event. And so,
well, we basically just took it as like, we're gonna go to this club, but we'll make sure we don't go that weekend because we know they're going that weekend.
Right.
No way that we'll, you know, end up at the same time. So of course we delay it.
Like a week or two, because I had another event going on.
And turns out they delayed it too. So when we show up at the place, they are there.
But was this before or after the message that he sent?
This is before.
So the club and then...
Then the message.
Okay, sorry. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, so essentially, we see them.
And we were like...
I'm just like done with them at this point. Like, I don't even look at them. They'd sent us messages. And I just...
We ghosted them.
So we saw them and she immediately felt awkward. But you went up and gave her a hug.
Well, because it was like we both saw them and we were like, oh, maybe they won't see us. And then... he saw us, like, hollered at us, and you could tell she was like, oh, no. And so, again, there was no ill will towards her. And so I think he went to go pay for something, so I went up and I gave her a hug. I was like, hey, like, how's it going? Whatever. I was like, all right, I'm going to go back. And then I was like, I'm just going to leave it at that. Like, we're not going to be like...
Kind of ruined our night.
Yeah, knowing that they were there, because it was like, okay, we'd go to, like, the dance floor.
Well, the whole thing, too, that whole point of that evening was that it was a blackout party. So it was like the lights are out.
Oh, so you couldn't even see.
So you couldn't even see necessarily. And it wasn't that dark, but like the whole point was to be sneaky. And when you know somebody like that is there, you're like, okay, well, this gets rid of that fun aspect of it.
Because you never know when he's going to just sneak up and
be creepy.
Try to do something sketchy. So yeah, we'd go to like the dance floor and we'd be sitting there watching. We'd be about to get up and dance and oh, look, there they are. Okay. Or, oh, let's go up and check out the like.
The playroom. We're going to run into them as we're touring the playroom. It was like they were stalking us. They probably weren't. It was probably just us being in our heads and anxious along with the fact that they just made us uncomfortable. But that was the last we'd heard of them until 4 months later, I want to say. It was, maybe more than that. They they messaged us on a new swinger site that we had joined. And they were like, hey. Really sorry. Want to let you know we got this alcohol thing under control.
He had supposed.
Or no. He didn't even say that. He reached out and was like, "Hey, are you guys interested in playing again?" And I thought about like, well, the audacity. First off, like you know how this went,
right?
And then I was like, you know, I owe it to whoever may play with him next to at least explain to him
what.
And very clear context why we would never play with them again. I'm sure I could actually find the letter somewhere. I'll find it and post it along with this.
If we can find it, yeah.
It was essentially just like, look, these are the lines that you crossed. And never again.
I hope that you never treat somebody else in the lifestyle this.
You know, my wife feel this way and...
He made me question whether I wanted to be in the lifestyle or not. And that should not have been the way that it went down. Like, you know, if I was questioning it, it should have been because I, you know, was already feeling that way. Not because of the way some guy treated me one night when we were very explicit in all of our rules. So, which again, like, I don't even think there was like a whole lot of rules. It was just like... the basic, like, I don't know, like our...
There wasn't. It's just listen, like, and use protection. Like, it was like...
Communicate.
Yeah, it was tough, but he ended up writing back, or she did, or somebody did. And they were like, you know, we're sorry, you know, we had some alcohol problems, we got it under control.
We didn't know about, or
we didn't
whatever.
Know about, and look, I'm all about giving people, you know... other chances, but
benefit of the doubt,
there's no way we were ever going to play with him again, regardless of, you know, what problems they had that they fixed. That was just one of those things that it could have really knocked us out of the lifestyle. I'm glad it happened to us.
Oh, I'm glad. And I hope that whatever it was that, you know, we said to them, I hope that they truly, like, took it, like, seriously and, like, realized what it, like, their mistakes or whatever. And I get it. Like, maybe it was just the alcohol. I don't know. But, like,
that's not an excuse. No, it's like, not an excuse. I don't have still, to, I don't have to drink to swing.
You are still a grown adult who is still having to be responsible. And, like, I do hope that they, you know, were, you know, they never
see to me
treated anybody else like that as well.
And consent in the lifestyle is, like, so people think, okay, hey, everybody's such a slut that, you know, of course they're down. No, consent is still everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you got to ask. I always ask before I go anything. Okay, sometimes it gets annoying. And if you want to tell me, like, straight up, be like, hey, whatever have your way with me.
Right.
Then I'm good. You know what I mean? But, like, if we're uncomfortable, I'm going to ask every step of the way until I know that we're...
Like, it feels like we're in high school again, but, like, it's the way to
do it. It's like, hey, cool if I go down on you real quick?
Can I kiss you?
Can I kiss you?
Everything. Because it's like, you don't want to push someone to the point of uncomfortable and awkward and, like, having them feel like this is not what they wanted or, you know...
I mean, it is possible to overask. I'm sure I've ruined a mood by being overly conscious of consent.
But
in the long run, for me, I mean, I would...
We sleep better at night knowing that we didn't cross anybody's boundaries.
And if you tell me ahead of time, straight up, like, if we have a good enough talk about boundaries, and I know where they are ahead of time, we won't have to get into that consent thing every single time.
Right.
But if we're going to, you know, I think it's more of an issue typically with unicorns where we're not getting into, like, the deep details of, like,
right,
you know, those are the ones where we're like, hey, is this okay? But,
well, that, and usually, like, if we play with someone the first time, like, it's all the, like, question. And then, like, the second time you're like, okay, well, I already did this. Like, maybe I don't need to, like, ask again, like, every time. Like, obviously if there's something new that you do or whatever, like, if you don't know, you ask. But, like, you know, you don't have to be like, can I kiss you a second time? Or can I go down on you? Or whatever. Like, just because you've already done that. They've already expressed their consent.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome. Well, that's the first of our stories.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed them. Hope you listen to the next ones.
So, you know, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene.
Yeah.
You know, the Summer's Eve products, you know, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve.
Right.
Or Spring Blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, it's just straight up. That's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo, that was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
I was like, uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And, you know, you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself, too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
It works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to, you know, take away that natural
flavor,
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo Hoo and use our discount code StephanieClassX and get yourself.
So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like, you kind of saw it in movies. You're like, oh, it's a penis pump. You know, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, you know, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, you know, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7. And I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player. And it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. Do 3 minutes
of pumping, and then maybe 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before. So I know she can feel a difference. Y'all, it's fun. It feels pretty good. And I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. bathmatedirect.com/StephanieClassX.
Hey, Jason. I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe. What do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the Spicy Pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, you know, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it? Like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go.
In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen. Be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
let's get back to the show.